Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this ninth news episode, we're covering off on quite a bunch of news here. So what we've got is the state of responsive images for 2015. Now, this is a great article on Web Designer Depot. Check this one out. Just have a good read. It discusses all the things that kind of made it into the spec and how we should be doing things now, like how the picture element should be used properly, how source set works, how it needs to have the sizes if you want to do things a little bit better, bunch of stuff like that. Highly recommended if you're doing anything with front end or the web in general. Definitely check that one out. The next one is sysadmin resources. This is a great GitHub repo here. It just runs through an absolute ton of system administration resources. So if you're a Linux guy doing any kind of server work or anything like that, this is for you. There's some really cool tools in here that I didn't even know existed that really can save you some time. So check that one out. The next one, which I've been playing around with, is this split join Vim plugin. So if you're a Vim user, this is really, really handy. Essentially what it does is it can convert in bunches of languages, either splitting a single line into multi-line into like a block, or from a block to a single inline, so using ternary operators and stuff like that. Super, super cool Vim plugin there. Really, really like that one. It's really easy to set up. Very, very, very simple. So it's a cool little plugin there. I really like that one. The next is HTTPy. It's essentially a replacement for curl. Now, it's not as... But you kind of think of curl as like old and busted, and HTTPy is like the new hotness. Now, it doesn't do everything that curl does. Like, if you need to do some more hardcore stuff, curl is still your winner. But for all the basics and what you'd probably do most of the time during the day, it would solve that. It would do it, and it's a really nice, simple HTTP and then whatever, and you can specify if it's a GET or a POST or whatever. Really, really cool. The next is Heroku Flow. So essentially, it's pipelines, review apps, and GitHub sync for continuous delivery. So it's kind of their foray into sort of continuous integration. It's really, really cool there. So, for example, it can create, so if you create a branch, it then will create a specified environment, create an actual app in Heroku, and link it back into your pull request so people can actually just see what the changes are doing and how it's going to impact anything. It's really, really cool. So if you're a Heroku user and you're doing a lot of working on essentially a real critical apps, I think this is perfect for, or any apps where you have a staging environment and stuff like that, this is like perfect. And you are a Heroku user, then definitely check out Heroku Flow. There's a article in their blog. I've left a link in the show notes. Definitely check that one out. Pretty awesome. Ember Data version 2 has been released, and the 2.1 beta has been released. So it's been a while coming. It was speculated, I think, in July it was supposed to come. But yeah, this is really cool. So Ember Data version 2 is out. It's the second stable release since 1.13. And includes significant improvements, cleanup, and CRUF removal. So it's nice. It's really good. So if you're an Ember user, more than likely you're an Ember Data user or Ember Data user, definitely check this one out. Check it out on the blog. Now, next up is Open Source by Stripe. Now, Stripe relies on open source software and likes to give back to the community. Well, essentially, a lot of their tools are they're dog food and they're open source. It's pretty cool. So this page at stripe.com/open-source, it's basically a giant resource for all the open source projects they do. And there's some really handy tools in there. It covers lots of platforms too. So I recommend checking that one out. You'll find everything from web to native mobile, like iOS and Android. There's some really, really cool stuff in Go, bunches of language. Really, really awesome. Check that one out. The next is AutoPrefixer 6 is out. Now, if you're not using AutoPrefixer, you just need to just stop right now, pause the podcast, go and check out AutoPrefixer at github.com/postcss/AutoPrefixer. So what it essentially does, if you don't know, you just write the spec. So say, let's go back way back to like border radius. You can do border dash radius and then your size. It will go through and it will check depending on the support you need. You can specify this in a file. It'll check, I think, the last two major versions, and it will go and do all the vendor prefixes for you. This is really handy, especially if you're doing Flexbox or any of the linear gradients. This really, really saves you. So just use that. You just have to. And if you're not using a project, you're really missing out. So what they've done, they've just added lots of new CSS support. You know, there's been a lot of new CSS properties and stuff like that coming out, so it's adding tons of support there. Uses the new PostCSS 5 API. If you're not too sure about PostCSS, I've done an article, a podcast on it, and there's a bunch of articles out there. Check that one out. Next up is Ansible. So Ansible, the server provisioning tool or general provisioning tool. The website got a lick of paint. Now, it's been a while coming, I think. Like, that site didn't look horrible, but it definitely looks a lot more where it should be. Although I did notice at the time that the hamburger icon on the smaller screens, it wasn't spaced very well. But that's just being nitpicky. But a really, really nice site. It's actually quite a pleasure to play around with and use. So check that one out, ansible.com. And the Elixir Lang docs, they got a huge update. Now, Elixir, I believe the 1.1 is coming out shortly, very soon. So I believe this will come out with that. But at the moment, it's hidden behind a master link there. So essentially what it is that they've got a lick of paint to their docs, and it's beautiful, really easy to read. Code examples are fantastic. The general layout and navigation, beyond awesome. Really, really cool. So anyway, check that one out. And then we have Foundation 6. So Foundation 6, if anyone uses front-end frameworks, check out Foundation 6. It's coming out. This is not actually a release. It's just a statement of the different stuff they're doing. The UnCSS is really cool. That one's pretty big one. Basically, any CSS not used, it will remove it. There's some really awesome stuff coming there. Stay tuned to the Zurb's blog to find out more information. Anyway, that's it, and we'll catch the next episode.